नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। The body of an unidentified minor girl was in Gujarat Surat earlier this month with 86 injury marks and officials suspect that she had been held captive, tortured, raped over a period of time, a police officer said. Is this a repeat of the Kathua rape and murder case? Read the full report only on news18.com. At a candle march held in Bengaluru to show solidarity with the victims of rape in Uttar Pradesh's Unnao and Jammu and Kashmir's Kathua, Karnataka Congress Working President Dinesh Gundu Rao sparked a row after he asked people of the state to greet UP CM Adityanath with slippers on his next visit. BJP leader Chaudhary Lal Singh, who recently came under fire after attending a rally supporting the accused in the Kathua rape and killing case, defended his participation, saying it was meant to defuse the situation and restore normalcy. Almost 11 years after a powerful bomb went off during the Friday prayers inside Mecca Masjid near Charminar, the Special Court for National Investigative Agency, cases at Nampally in Hyderabad, will pronounce its judgment on April 16 in the case. 8 people, including Hindu right-wing members Asim Anand, Devendra Gupta, Lokesh Sharma, Bharat Bhai, Rajendra Chaudhary and others, were charged by the NIA in the blast case. Delhi BJP Chief Manoj Tiwari on Sunday alleged that some AAP workers dressed in saffron and wielding swords had raised provocative slogans outside a mosque during a Ram Navami procession in a bid to create tension, a charge dismissed by the ruling party. A video of Philadelphia police arresting two black men sitting in a Starbucks coffee shop allegedly doing nothing wrong went viral in the US on Thursday, prompting criticism from the people as well as reactions from the Philadelphia police. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will reach the UK for a 4-day visit on Tuesday, is all set to receive the royal welcome, which includes a special event hosted by Prince Charles. Do catch our Sunday feature only on news18.com. Is Kashmir's indifference a bigger threat to the Gujjar Bakarwal community than Jammu's xenophobia? Masood Chaudhary, founding Vice Chancellor of Baba Ghulam Shah Badshah University, describes the irony of how Bakarwals, whose people have repeatedly made great sacrifices for India, are now conveniently branded as anti-nationals. Karl Lagerfeld, the creative director for brands Chanel and Fendi, disparaged the Me Too movement, asking models not to get into the profession if they don't want their pants pulled out. Read more about the shocking comments only on news18.com. Amid criticism, the newly autonomous Jawaharlal Nehru University had proposed a new course under the newly formed School of Sanskrit and Indic Studies to train pundits, experts in religious tourism and Vastu Shastra. Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi led a candlelight vigil at India Gate on Thursday night to protest the Kathua and Unnao rape cases. In a series of Being a Dalit, celebrating the 127th birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, what is it like to be a Dalit in 2018? A senior IAS officer says it's an existential question. Next comes, as low-caste children clean the classrooms for upper-caste students, read how in UP Saharanpur, caste discrimination begins from the classroom itself. As the BJP leadership shouts from the rooftop that no one else respected and honored Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar as much as they do, resentment among the Dalit masses keep haunting the party. The Bhim Army is attempting to change the image of the average Dalit by appropriating symbols that have been associated with the upper castes. But does its growth mirror the early years of the RSS? Read the full report here. Time for some opinion. Dr. Ambedkar came very close to the RSS. At many places, Dalits have risen through the ranks in RSS. At some places, they are also serving as Panth Pracharaks. But we don't go out of our way to find out their numbers. Read the full article here. Lastly on the reel, every year on Ambedkar Jayanti, the Parliament Street is filled with stalls put up by the organizations either supporting the cause of Dalits or by groups consisting of community members. They also arrange for free food and water for everybody who turns up. These stalls or exhibition centers also have traders from all over the country displaying their products. This year, however, the group had palpable anger against the dilution of the SCST Act and the treatment meted out to them on the April 2nd Bharat Bandh. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak. Do join us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. And in case of suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.